Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. This is Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
Movie goer.
I think that's feels like a minimalization, really.
I guess.
I feel like I've achieved more than that. Like if you get, you know, say achievement points for doing things in life, which you don't. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm on another tier at least, like as far as like maybe movie expert, like movie admiral or
movie admiral, something.
I don't know. I'm literally making this up as we're talking about it. But
I was told about my friend's son who is a grown up,
right?
Not a newly grown up,
like
but
aged or like just finally matured to the point.
No, like lives in another state and like. Who knows?
Pays but for his own food,
yes,
lodging. Oh, yeah.
Hobby right. is to see 300 movies a year.
That's
in the theater. Understanding.
That's actually a pretty expensive hobby.
That's his hobby.
I mean, you watch two a week. I mean, you're only going to be sitting at like what, 104?
Unless, again, I said, so does he
This
go to
is on planet Earth. It's
yes.
not like Mars where it has different,
his
different
hobby.
Weeks and years.
And I said, are these, does he feel he has to see everything that comes out?
You would almost have to.
Does he go to movies he has no interest in seeing?
I can't see there being a person that is interested in 300 new releases every year. Like, I have trouble finding a movie that, like, I'm really interested in every single week. Sometimes I'm just like, that'll do, pig. That'll do.
Well, some people climb mountains, Adam.
I mean, well, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Do I look like I want to die, like when my oxygen goes out and I freeze to death and they can't recover my body?
I mean, that would happen to us, like, in November.
As I've stated before, knowing my luck, the cure to diabetes is in my dead body.
Probably.
They'll just be like, there it was the whole time. Not too bad for that guy.
Huh? What a shame.
Better for the next one.
We're actually going to review two movies. The first one being
Ready or Not.
Could not even tell you what that's about. Have never even heard of it. But I feel like there's some sort of game play involved.
Yes.
Ready or Not.
Yes.
Here I come.
It's quite a strange plot.
Huh, that surprises me.
The saving grace of the film was that it kind of recognized what it was and made sure that it didn't take itself too seriously.
So who is in this?
Really no one of them.
Okay. So it's like the people who weren't cast in Crawl are in Ready or Not.
I mean, you've got... it's really no one.
Okay.
I was trying to make a... It's... there's a couple who has recently been married. And this is a very, very, very wealthy family, like, made their money, like, on wooden sailing ships in, like, the New World kind of money.
Oh.
Like, that kind of money.
Like, were you ever mad at your parents that you weren't born into that kind of money? Because I briefly was.
Well, funny enough, the Cravenstown, which is located in Tennessee, I am actually one of those Cravens. Apparently, at one point, we were very wealthy, but that was like three generations before this Craven. So, like, I never experienced that. But as I understand it, the reason why they named it Cravenstown is because those Cravens owned nearly the entire town.
Wow.
Right. So
I would be so angry at somebody.
It's not my parents that did it. As I understand, it's my great grandfather that I should take umbrage with.
But we will unpack that later. You have your own town.
And I am related to the Cravens from Cravenstown. I have a town literally, not like whenever I'm just like, hey, my name's Adam. There, look at that. It says Adam. Like I am a descendant of the Cravens of Cravenstown. But we're not wealthy anymore. We would be wealthy if, you know, I took the money I have now back to the 1800s and I could spend it there. But that's the only way.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm rich with friends, but not rich with money.
Yes.
Anyways, they've got that super duper, like,
they don't have friends, but they have money.
Oh, yeah.
Like crazy rich Asian money.
They're rich in every way.
Wow.
Every way. Like, they have a music room in their house. Like, she even makes the comment. He's like, well, okay, just I'm going to get ready and I'll meet you in the music room. And she's like, what does that look like? I don't.
Everywhere's the music room. It's on my phone.
But apparently the reason that they have become well-to-do is one of the patrons of the family.
Huntsman?
No.
Oh.
Well, hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought. Made a deal with the devil.
No way.
Yes. And anytime anybody joins this family, like if you marry into the family, mm-hmm. that night you have to play a game that this box that was, I guess, given to them by Satan plays, tells you to play. Some of them are as harmless as, you know, tic-tac-toe or, you know, perfection or maybe a puzzle. But there's a couple that you get, and one of them...
Does Frank Langella have the box?
No, but that... I mean, that you could tie that in later. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if you can make a Freddy versus Jason movie, you can tie in, like, obscure horror franchises if you okay. needed to. In this one, it's hide and seek. That's the deadly game. But they don't tell her that. All she does is pull it out, and she goes, hide and seek. And she's like, what? She's like, what do I have to? She's like, there's no way I'm going to win this. And they're like, well, if you can go tell Dawn, then... you'll win. And she's like, right, okay.
So, wait a minute. Her husband-to-be knows this whole...
Yes. He was aware of it, but he knew that she would leave him if she found out that you have to play potential murder games with the family.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't tell her. And that comes to light later in that, just because it's something that you would want to tell your bride-to-be.
Yes. So... He also knows that she is at risk of not surviving the
Correct.
Night.
Correct. Now, he informs her of this later, but again, he wants to make sure that they're married, you know, beforehand. It's not a great way to start, you know, your potential life together.
And so who is she hiding from?
The family, as soon as she hides, starts getting like these older, like 1800, 1700 style, like wooden muskets, crossbows, bow and arrow, axes.
So there's nothing supernatural about that. The family, by choice, says, we're going to try to hunt you.
Well, apparently the pact that they made with the devil said that, like, they if the person that is joining the family, if they've drawn this card and they don't kill them by dawn, they will die.
Who will die? The family or
the family? The family will die. Like if they don't kill the person, if they've got one of the fatal games.
Okay. So the whole family? Like all of them drop dead?
I think it's like the immediate family. I don't think like cousin Fred doesn't die. Like so, or fifth cousin Sally's okay.
But wouldn't that then stop the family from...
You don't always get a fatal game. Sometimes it's tic-tac-toe and you're fine. But hide and seek, it's a deadly game.
So he knows and the rest of the family knows that they're going to kill her.
Right.
And he's cool with that.
He's not cool with it, but he goes in to save her after all of this has started. And one of the running gags in it is that they keep killing the maids and the butlers.
Okay, that is kind of funny. Well, not for them.
Well, like, okay, one of the maids comes in, and one of the daughters in the family is doing cocaine.
Huh.
She is on coke the entire time, and, like, she has a musket at one point, a crossbow, and, like, people are constantly shoving, like, she'll be standing there talking to them and have it pointed at them, and they're just kind of shoving it out of the way, and mm-hmm. one of the maids comes into a room, startles her, and gets a crossbow arrow directly through her mouth.
I can see how that's hilarious.
And it's in kind of those, do you remember the way Will Ferrell died in the first Austin Powers movies where he's dropped into the fire and he's like, oh, I'm badly burnt. I'm badly burnt, but I'm not dead. And the wound is beginning to, it's like that. Like they pop her and they're like, oh my goodness, she's dead. What should we do with the, and you'll just start hearing her going,
I'm not dead yet.
Okay. Like you hear her
I don't want the gurgle.
you hear her like, you know, drowning in her own blood, and they're just kind of like, so one of them eventually goes up and just cuts her head off with the axe that they're doing.
I see.
Some, like, one of the people in the family even comments, they're like, do we even know that this curse thing is real? Like, we've been doing this for like 200 years. Like, are you sure we haven't just been like committing homicides?
Well, yes,
like,
they have
for
been.
200 years for no reason whatsoever. And they're like, no, it, do you remember your uncle so-and-so? Do you remember your uncle so-and-so?
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, well, I mean, vaguely, yeah. And they're like, do you know what happened to them? And they were like, I thought it was a car accident. And they're like, no, that's what they wanted you to believe. So, like, you really don't get any verification through a large portion of this movie if they're just doing this because somebody said they made a deal with the devil, or if the devil was actually involved.
I see. So, I have to know, did she survive the night?
Well, I mean, if I can't spoil Endgame during the review, I feel like spoiling it here is a bad... Now, if you want to do it off mic
all
after
right.
we finish, I'll do that. But I feel like that
I
violates...
I feel like no one's going to see this.
I still feel like I'm violating
all
one
right.
of our... I'm just saying...
I
like,
know,
it's,
okay.
It's like getting a gremlin wet yeah. or feeding it after right. midnight. You're not supposed to do it.
All right. So, did you like it?
It was a lot funnier than I was expecting. Like,
okay.
I would not have... this was not my pick. I would
really?
Not, I would not have sought this movie out myself. But at the end of the day, it warranted at least enough the viewing. And it, like I said, it's aware of what it is and jokes about it. Not in a way that like takes you out of like the danger of the movie, but enough so that you're like, okay, all right. Well, I'm in on this. That's pretty funny.
And has this made money?
It was shot on the cheap. I have not looked at the...
Oh, that's right. And as usual, you have no battery.
True.
I must find out.
But, I mean, like I said, it's shot almost entirely in just this old, like, very... Not gothic, but like I said, it has an old world feel to it. Like, it's a mansion that, like, you could shoot, you know, a Dracula movie in if you wanted to.
Let's see. Ready or not? Opening weekend, it made $8 million. But this wasn't opening weekend, right? You don't know. You don't care.
I don't think. Again, anyway. Wasn't really following this with, you know, bated breath.
Okay. Well, I already have lost interest, but... Domestic total as of August 25th, $11 million. Production budget, N.A. So I guess everyone just volunteered their time.
It's a student project.
I see. Okay. Well, there you have it. Now, you are listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. We are broadcasting from high atop the podcast center, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking to Adam Cravens about actual movies he has actually seen in the actual theater. And this one, the only one that looked of any interest to me, Angel Has Fallen.
I will say, when I saw the initial film in this trilogy,
This is a trilogy?
Yes.
Okay.
It was Olympus Has Fallen, London Has Fallen, and now Angel Has Fallen.
Had no idea.
This very much feels like a movie that if they would have shot it in the early 90s or maybe the late 80s, like Bruce Willis would have been this character. Like I kept getting that, like I said, real late 80s, like early 90s action movie. This is the kind of movie that Sly... like Schwarzenegger and Willis would have competed for back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Or Harrison Ford. As the president.
I don't.
As the president.
Oh, well, I mean, he was the.
I know.
I don't.
Okay, so God has a Secret Service detail, and the one who's.
No, but I'm going to tell you right now, that's a movie that needs to be made. Morgan Freeman playing his character from Bruce Almighty, yes, for some reason has a legion of angels, uh-huh, as his detective. I'm just like, I'm in.
Why hasn't it already happened?
You know? Really should. Like, I mean, I know Evan Almighty didn't do that well, but like, seriously, like, I think we need to make that one happen.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman Almighty.
That would be hilarious and interesting. Anyway, so this is what I got from the trailer. First of all, Gerard Butler.
Let me just go ahead and tell you right now.
Yes.
It does not do a lot of, like, you know, faking right and going left. This thing is very straightforward. So what you're about to describe to me is probably a very accurate assessment of the plot. And go.
So I get from the one time I saw the trailer that Gerard Butler is attractive. We already knew that. He continues to be attractive through the whole film. We knew that. And he is the guy with some mythology behind him of how awesome he is. And he is the number one protector of the president, a.k.a. God, Morgan Freeman. And so who was not in the Marvel films or Disney? So,
no, I guess I was trying to.
No, he wasn't. So anyway, somebody makes it look like that Gerard Butler's character has tried to assassinate the president, but he hasn't. And he's the only one who could keep him alive. If the president would just trust him. Oh, no. Angel has fallen.
There, I will tell you, the explosions in this film, like, they, if Michael Bay is a Greek god of destruction, he looked upon this film from Mount Olympus and said,
Mount Destructus,
and said, it is good. Like, if I had a kidney stone and I tried to watch this movie, I think the reverberations from the speakers would have probably let me pass it. Like, it's not going to win an Oscar for anything. Like, the performances, like, they're not bad, but like, this isn't an acting, mm-hmm, movie. It is very much an action movie in the vein of the 90s. Mm-hmm. Morgan Freeman probably is in about 20 minutes of the movie.
I want parts to be offered to me like that.
I mean, and like, he is standing on a boat, mm-hmm, he's in a bed, and he's behind a desk. If he shot this thing for longer than 2 weeks, like, I need to speak to whoever schedules their shoots, because they're being very inefficient. Mm-hmm. And like, he's just being Morgan Freeman. Like, he's not breaking a sweat.
Yeah.
Like, this is not like Amistad or Glory for him. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just like, okay, yeah. It's like trying to get James Earl Jones to say, this is CNN. Like, you... really, like, he's just, do you want me to do it in a take? Just one? Okay, we got this, boys. Boom.
So, the movie is exactly what I think it is, and
nailed it.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So,
which is not to say that, like, the movie isn't fun to, mm-hmm, watch. Like, as much as I criticize, and, like, I really am drawn to, like, really interesting, like, dramas or something that's thought-provoking, like... sometimes it's just fun to, like, watch things blow up, like, have
blow
somebody shooting guns, like, at other people, having, like, Morgan Freeman put in a glorified cameo, and very, very, like, plot-contrived ways of getting the main villain and the main, like, hero together so they can finally, like, battle on the top, mm-hmm, of something to the death.
Oh, and I'm also going to assume that the main villain is actually a trusted part of the president's staff.
I don't want to delve into to anything too much.
I'm
but
just
again,
assuming.
Like, this was not like breaking the mold. Mm-hmm. The other two films in it, like I said, I don't think they're anything special, but they shouldn't be relegated to, like, not watching them.
That's why London Is Falling was on Everything Wrong With.
Probably. Because
of this. Yeah. Okay.
And like I said, this one, I guess because in Olympus, he's the angel, and they're saying that, like, you know, the golden boy, because he saved the president, and I think he saves, like, the prime minister, and the, like, this dude just saves people.
So Gerard Butler's in two other movies where he just runs around and is Gerard Butlery?
Well, he saves the president in the first one. Mm-hmm. Like, it's basically Die Hard in the White House.
Okay.
And the second one is Die Hard in London, and this one would be like if they... if John McClane was actually suspected to be a terrorist.
Okay.
If they're just like, he stole the gold bearer bonds from Nakatomi Towers. which, by the way, is totally a movie I'd watch.
Yeah, I totally would.
Like if, and I know this is slightly off topic. I know Disney now owns the rights to Die Hard, and they are developing some kind of Die Hard movie.
No.
Learn from the mistakes of the past. Like, the character John McClane is not who we're in love with.
Mm-mm.
It's Bruce Willis playing. Like, it, in as much as Harrison Ford is alive now, don't ever assume we want to see anybody else playing Han Solo or Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we want to see. Doesn't matter how old he get. Like, if he's 113 and still playing Han Solo, I promise you, people will show up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way, I don't need somebody else, unless maybe it's Nathan Fillion, like, to play John McClane. I don't need it. And if you're going to develop another Die Hard movie, just take what happened with Solo, not a bad film, but like ultimately did not live up to Disney's expectations. If you're going to develop a new Die Hard, which this film is very much in the vein of, as long as Bruce Willis is capable and willing, keep making Die Hard movies with him.
Okay, I'm down.
Just suggesting.
Well, Angel Has Fallen was number one. It made over $21 million its opening weekend, and so it pushed Hobbs and Shaw and The Lion King down a little bit, but it made more than they thought it was going to. So I'm sure if Angel hasn't been blown up, Angel can then...
And if Angel didn't blow up real good.
Real good.
Angel falls again.
Exactly.
Angel fall down.
Anyway, for those who would like to know the blow up real good reference, that is from Second City TV. John Candy is involved, and they just watch people blow up real good. It's actually much funnier than it sounds. They blowed up real good. You want to see if Helen Reddy can blow up real good?
You really can't go wrong with Second City TV. Or if you happen to be in the Chicago area... just watching Second City perform live.
Well, really,
it's brilliant.
Yeah. So that is that. So it is what it is. It's a fun popcorn movie.
Both of the films I had fun with.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything exceptional about either of them. I don't know that I will own them unless someone gives them to me free.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not mad that I saw them. And like, if you catch it on, you know, HBO or TNT, or maybe you've got like a free pass to the movies, or like it's a cheap matinee, it's not a total waste of your time.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't think there's going to be a Ready or Not 2. And if I never see another Blank Has Fallen movie, like, I'm not going to cry about it.
Okay. I can see that.
Like, I just watched like Rise of Skywalker. Like, I am anticipating that movie, or the preview. I didn't watch Rise of Skywalker.
I was going to say,
why did I not? Hey, Jane, what are you doing for the next 2 hours?
Rise of Skywalker's on. Come on over. Well, you do kind of have an in, but anyway, I digress. So, do we know what's out next week? I'm going to say nothing worth our time, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't remember seeing, like, Angel, honestly, Angel Has Fallen is probably the most...
Well, it's Labor Day weekend,
significant,
though.
Significant. I mean...
Something has to be coming out.
I can't pull it up, but...
I know you can't.
But I'm just... There's nothing I remember just, like, outright seeing and just going, oh, there you go. That's going to be the moneymaker right there. This is still kind of that... It's not, like, January 15th dumping ground, but, like, it's also not, like, Thanksgiving... like weekend or Christmas Day.
All right. We've got... movie phone, Kramer. that would be The Fanatic. Is that Nicolas Cage? Oh, yes. Cage and Fishburne. Running with the devil. Have to see that.
Do they still let him make theatrically released movies?
You have to see that. Oh. That would be Rambo.
Ooh, Last Blood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do want to see that. But that's like mid-September, isn't it? Like September 12th, September 20th, maybe?
It is. September 20th. Well, I just Googled movies coming out next, and it says Playmobil, the movie? That looks just bad. I don't even know anything about it. August 30th. A young woman travels to the animated world of Playmobil. Megan Trainor's in it and Adam Lambert. So there you go.
That movie will be remarkable.
I know where your wife wants to be September 6th. It Chapter 2.
Yeah, I know where the kids want to be too. That's not happening.
September 6th, you have Zeroville with two tattoos of Montgomery Clift and Elizabeth Taylor on his shaved head. Vicar rides a bus into Hollywood.
What?
Will Ferrell is in it.
Oh, well, I mean, at least it should be a couple of chuckles.
Not necessarily. What about the Springsteen thing? Is that not out yet?
Maybe. Born to Run?
Yeah.
I think. I'll tell you, if it is, I may go see that, because nothing you've told me besides Rambo Last Blood. And I know people are dumping on him for being like geriatric at this point, but like, it's kind of like Sean Connery. I don't care like how old he got. I accepted that he was in the movie, much like Harrison Ford. Like, they're like, oh, well, he's older than, you know, so-and-so was in the original trilogy. And I'm like, right, I don't care. It's Harrison Ford. Just let him do it. Oh, Nick Nolte shows up as his father, and an Angel Has Fallen, in full-on, like, grizzled, paranoid, like.
Oh, how fun.
I'm just going to say right now, like, I could have watched an entire movie of that. Like, it. Nolte has probably not been this entertaining since 48 hours.
Rambo comes out September 20th. The thing I was looking at was misleading. September 6th, you've got It, Night Hunter, Satanic Panic, Zeroville. That's it. Oh, man. That's horrible.
All right, Born to Run it is. Okay.
Wow, that's just like, that's a crap ton of...
Crap.
Yeah.
No, you got it. You got it. You were right on the nose.
Not that Adam and I wouldn't work for any of those people.
Oh, no. I'll direct that movie, that movie. I'll star
awful.
In that movie.
It like, sounds awful. Yeah, the only movie I have any interest in seeing is the Springsteen Pakistani one.
I think you're probably... Yeah. It's not like I can go watch Endgame. Just... Again, randomly. Anyway.
Yeah, I know, at any point.
Yeah.
That is an interesting conundrum. For instance, let's say you and I say, well, we have a free evening to watch something. Should we go to the theater and see these craptacular films or just rewatch something we really like on our phones?
I have an extensive collection of films. And I still find myself pulled to, like, the same handful of films.
So, you would think that movies in the theater would actually be better.
Well, I'm also the guy that drove, like, 40 miles to go see Ghostbusters when it was re-released in theaters, like, for its 30th anniversary. So, like, I can't really dump on anybody for anything, like... If I would have been able to schedule in the re-release of Superman, the movie, I would have went to see that too. Like, when I find a film I like I can't help but like just kind of swooning for it.
Except for the mothers of the actors in those films.
Right.
No one is swooning for them.
I'm swooning for the film. I'm not like, ooh, that Dan Aykroyd.
Mm. I've seen, anyway, who greenlit that, you know?
Ghostbusters?
No, oh. Zeroville.
Oh, okay. I was like, we're about to have a fist fight.
Oh,
like,
heavens no.
Okay, all right.
Ghostbusters is, as you know, it's my Old Testament.
It's just the perfect confection of all things.
Deliciousness. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. And Adam, we'll see the only movie of interest. The Springsteen one.
As long as it's playing.
As long as it's playing. Anyway, have a lovely whatever it is you're having right now. Having your baby. Whatever you're doing.
I feel unlikely that they're listening to a movie podcast while they're having a baby.
When I went into the hospital to have my baby, I brought what? Fellowship of the Ring.
Right, but I mean, that's slightly different than a podcast. I mean, if you want to share us with that moment, like talking about, you know,
stuff,
whatever, I'm for that. I'm just saying I find it unlikely.
I don't know.
I'm just putting it out there.
I think that doctors are listening to us while they perform surgeries.
It probably keeps them calm. Keeps them sane.
Anyway, thank you for listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.